All right. Hello, everybody.
Howdy.
Hi.
How are you? Ladies and gentlemen, my name's Dave.
I'm Taylor.
We're from a band called the Foo Fighters. You're probably wondering why we're here interviewing Metallica today.
Why?
I'll tell you, James. Because you've just made an amazing record that everyone's going to get to hear tonight. People are going to get to hear some songs off the new record. But let me just start by saying I've been a fan of your band for about 25 years now, I think, since 83, 84, around the Metal Massacre, Kill 'Em All era, back then. I've been a hardcore, faithful fan for that long. Every time you make a record, I'm the first one to go get it, and I listen to it, and it reminds me why I keep coming back for the records. This album, you guys, this is your best album. I don't want to say it's your best album ever, but it's close. How do you feel? How do you feel?
Thank you, Dave. That's awesome to hear. Thank you.
It's about time.
I want to hug you right now.
You can hug me later.
Okay. We'll get to hugging a little bit later. I mean, how long did it take you guys to make this record? How long have you been working on it?
27 years.
Right. There you go.
Is it the record you always wanted to make?
Totally.
Yeah, for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Has it been 2 years?
Seems yeah. like 20.
Going on three.
Yeah.
It's been a long time, but really short. This was the easiest record to make because we're getting along so good. Yeah. And after St. Anger's near-death experience of us right. and the movie, I think we learned a lot about each other. And this movie was the easiest, or this one, well, we did make a movie of this too. Why would you not film yourself doing everything you
why
do?
Why do anything unless there's a camera on? That's
exactly.
What I always say.
That's,
you know,
that's the only reason why I get up right. in the morning.
There you go.
Also, you found the bathroom cam. Okay, yeah. Cool. All right. Well, you know, we gotten along really well, and this was just an amazing journey for us. Good time.
Also, working with Rick Rubin, who was the first time we've worked with him, he creates us a stress-free environment. He's really, you guys know him, he's really zen, he's really mellow, and there's no stress, and there's no hurry up and do this. Everything, he's open to everything, every idea that gets thrown, the word no doesn't exist. Hey, should we, yeah, let's try it. You know, so there's a very kind of calm, zen-like atmosphere that has been really great for us the last couple of years. And we also got a chance for the first time when we made a record to actually go out and play some live dates in between recording and writing and all this stuff. So you go out on the road, you play some shows for a couple, 3-4 weeks, and you bring a lot of that energy back into the studio. And that's really made a difference for us this year, because you're not in the studio long enough to get sick of it. You're not on the road long enough to get sick of it. Right. So you have these two balances that's worked really well for us.
Well, these songs, and listening to we heard the new record for the first time today.
About six songs.
Yeah, six songs, and we just listened to them over and over. And it's a live record. You could tell that this stuff, it's meant to be played live, that there's sections where you just... I could just imagine a field of 100,000 people just beating the hell out of each other for 5 minutes. You know what I mean? It's just out of control. It's just
and in the audience, too. Right? Yeah.
But it's, yeah. I mean, honestly, what you guys did this time, for anyone who hasn't heard it, I'm really excited for hardcore fans listening to this record. There were three of us sitting around today listening to it, and it was just all smiles and air drumming, and you know, it was
that's
really,
awesome.
Really,
that's
really
so
psyched.
Awesome to hear.
And Rick Rubin, you know, it's a trip because Rick's done so many different records. He's done so many different types of records that when we first heard that you guys were making a record with Rick, it was like, oh man, like that could go one of two ways. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like it could be one of those records, or it could be one of these records. And first listen,
oh yeah.
Run the Metallica, or
it could Neil be Rain Diamond. And Blood, or it could be like, you know,
Neil Diamond,
Jay-Z,
Metallica.
Or something. I don't know.
Well, I really appreciate what you're saying about the live element, because that was one of Rick's probably two or three biggest things, was to trying to get us to really play live in the studio, record with each other in mind. Not I'm doing my drum parts, and now you're doing your guitar parts, but to listen to each other and to really play live in the studio, be a band. And that's something we've never, I don't know about you guys, but we've never really made a record like live off the floor. We were up here at HQ doing pre-production for months and months and months. Rick didn't want us to go and record until we were ready to go in and play these songs in the studio live.
Right.
Like play full takes. And it's, you guys have heard, I mean, these are not easy songs to play and remember.
Not for you, buddy.
And do 8 or 9 minutes. 8 or 9 minutes.
I don't mean it that way.
No, you do. That's not what I meant. And I appreciate what you're saying. But doing these songs like complete takes, I mean, it was crazy. But we were up here in this room next door for months and months till we could play this stuff live.
I bet.
And that was what Rick really wanted to make sure what happened in the studio was that this stuff was going to be played by four guys live, looking at each other, interacting with each other, feeling each other, you know?
All right, let's get to a song. This song is...
Taylor wants to say something.
We're getting the cue.
I got a sign in my face. Yeah. This is my favorite song that I've heard yet. This song is off the new record, Death Magnetic. This song is called All Nightmare Long. Jeez Louise. Yeah!
All right.
So, you know what I mean? That's a classic Metallica song.
I'm telling you, and y'all playing that live, going to have your work cut
looking
out for you.
Looking forward to that.
Looking forward to that.
The two drummers are looking at me.
I'm glad I don't have to play that.
That's what we were talking about on the way here. Our friend was like, how do you prepare to do something like that live as a drummer? What do you do? I don't know.
Just psych yourself up for it, man. It's all in the mind. You know, we played these songs live in the studio. We rehearse them. We play them. I mean, full takes. It's just getting in there, being focused on it. And once, you know, the thing about rehearsing...
You ever barf?
That's a secret.
For other reasons. But the thing that you guys know is, like, you know, it doesn't matter how much you rehearse. It's once you get out in front of people. Because you can rehearse this 100 times. And the first 5 times you play it, you're going to be, like, freaking out, feeling it out, trying to, okay, what comes next? And it's... You got to rehearse in front of audiences. So it's just a matter of... We've talked about, we just got to get out there and play these songs in front of people because that's what's going to make them better. And it's also going to bring the audience into the new songs, you know. So we're going to, the last couple of records, we've sometimes been a little shy about playing a lot of new songs off the get-go. And we're going to hit the ground running with this next week. And we're just going to start hitting new songs as quick as we can.
No, yeah. I remember seeing you guys on, when you were on that Monsters of Rock tour, where it was Kingdom Come, Metallica,
Dawkins,
Scorps,
and Van Halen,
right?
Not Halen, not Halen, Halen.
Van Hagar.
Van Hagar. And, but
make the distinction.
Right.
Not that there's any.
And I remember, well, first of all, the Kingdom Come guy did a drum solo, and I'm like, whoa, that means I could do one too, because he kind of blows. But I remember. But I remember...
Hey, he's a really nice guy, though, He's a really nice guy.
Yeah, most drummers are. So, but I remember you guys, that was before Justice. So that was still the Puppets. And we were like, play some new stuff. And we were screaming until there was no new stuff.
Yeah.
Now I know why.
Scream until the Scorpions came on.
Pretty much.
I growing up in Europe, every band toured like right when the new record came out. And I remember you'd go see like, you know, Thin Lizzy, and like literally the week the record came out, they'd come out and play like, they'd open with Jailbreak. And then like the next 8 songs would be all new songs. And the record was like 3 days old. And you'd stand there and go, this kind of blows. This is kind of weird, you know? So we've always kind of been, I think we've been too conservative in the past with our new songs. And we've talked about, we're going to fire these new songs right out there as soon as we hit the ground running next
week. These new ones. Definitely going to have to.
Well, that's how you make them the evergreens. You know, the songs that we have to play, From the Bell, Toll Hole, Seek and Destroy, Sandman, things like that, especially the earlier stuff, they became wanted because they were forced upon you, you know, for 20-some-odd years. And they become a part of us. And it become the crowd know when they belong in the song, when they yell along. It becomes, it's all-inclusive. So that's what you got to do. You got to play these songs live.
Now, when you guys, when you go into the studio, you don't go in with like 40 songs and come out with 10, right? Do you go in with like 10?
25. And then 10.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We had too many riffs, man.
Were they finished
songs?
Well, that was one of the, when, in listening to this record, we were listening to it. I'm like, dude, there's an album's worth of riffs in every song.
That's why.
Jeez.
That's why they're so long. We had 16 CDs of 30 IDs each from St. Anger ideas, and you know, how are you gonna fit them all into an album.
Fit them all. That's what you should have called it. Fit them all. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a commercial break and pay some bills around here. We're listening to the new Metallica record, Death Magnetic. Yeah. We'll be back.